The following program is a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you like it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Go to am1260therock.com and click on the orange donate button.
AM 1260 The Rock and the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland proudly present Where We Worship. This 30-minute locally produced program highlights Northeast Ohio's Catholic parishes and institutions, their rich histories, and what they do to meet the spiritual needs of those they serve. Now here's your host, Bob Tayak.
Welcome to Where We Worship, a program highlighting parishes and Catholic institutions throughout Northeast Ohio, with the intention of offering you insight and understanding on the importance of community in our Catholic faith. Well, this program is sponsored in part by the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland. And the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops best describes the parish as the place where the church lives. Parishes are communities of faith, of action, and of hope. And they're where the gospel is proclaimed and celebrated. Parishes are the home of the Christian community. They are the heart of the church. And why are they essential to our relationship with God? Well, one only needs to turn to Scripture. In his letter to the Hebrews, St. Paul writes, "We must consider how to rouse one another to live and do good works. We should not stay away from our assembly, as it is the custom of some, but encourage one another, and this all the more, as you see the day drawing near." Well, today on Where We Worship, we feature a parish which is a venerable institution on Cleveland's southeast side, a parish celebrating 160th anniversary. And Holy Name Parish in Cleveland includes a legacy that dates back to the Diocese of Cleveland's first bishop, Amadeus Rapp, who in the 1850s celebrated Mass at the home of the Thomas Byrne family, who later was involved in the establishment of the Holy Name Parish in 1854. The other interesting fact is that the parish was first named Holy Rosary Parish. Later, in 1882, the parish established a Holy Name Society, which had quite an impact on the parishioners, leading then-pastor Father Joseph Gallagher to have the parish rededicated to the Holy Name of Jesus. Well, this is your host, Bob Tayak, and joining me on Where We Worship is the pastor of Holy Name Parish in Cleveland, the Reverend Monsignor Richard Antall, along with the former pastor, now retired, Father Tom O'Donnell. And we'll turn first, Monsignor, there is such rich history to the 160-year-old parish. I believe it starts with the migration of immigrants to work in the new steel industry, and it went from there.
Actually, there's a debate about when the actual parish was founded.
Oh, that's right.
Because sometimes they say 1854, which would make it 170 Indeed. Years now, but because that was the first Eucharist that they had at that Mass with the Byrne family there.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they think that it was not before the steel mills. It was for the canal workers that some of the Irish came, and it was mostly an Irish parish when they started. But I have connections with it because I went to Holy Name High School 2 years when I was living on the east side. I was from St. Catherine's Parish, so my grandfather was actually baptized at Holy Name. So it was like back to the future for me. So there's part of that history is my history too, in my family. It's a very old parish, a lot of tradition. I say that, you know, some parishes have these endowments and a lot of money. We don't, but we have a spiritual endowment of thousands and thousands of people that have gone through that parish, millions of prayers that were said in that church. You know, I think there's like a spiritual endowment that we have that we could count on.
Father Tom O'Donnell, we were talking about this before the interview, and it's that spirituality that exists that you experienced all your years as a pastor that really is the richest of the history of the parish, is it not?
It's just amazing. I wasn't there 5 minutes when I realized how strong the spirit of the people was. And it was the people who really did so many wonderful things to continue the parish in its wonderful activities and all. We have a school and still have a school. And the school was just a treasure to everyone in the parish, along with many, many other things, of course. But that school and education for adults and young people was really very important.
You know, and that leads to my next question, which I like to touch on each time, the development of Catholic education. It came early on. Monsignor and Father, it really started at nearly the very beginnings and really developed all the way to Holy Name High School, as we know it today. I know it's been moved out to Parma Heights, but nevertheless, first coeducational high school in the diocese, et cetera?
Right. That was in 1914 that they had it. At that time, they had already had this parish school. But they even had classes when they were on another location, on Woodland Avenue, which is 93rd Street. Father Daudet, one of the first pastors, had a little school. But then they founded St. Columba Academy, which was later on became the Gallagher Building in the campus of Holy Name High School. That St. Columba Academy for a while was Christian Brothers, and then they had a different communities. Finally, in I think it was 1914 that the Sisters of Charity came. The primary school, you could say, started in 1873.
Wow, 1873. And that touched on another point I like to bring up, and that is the involvement of women religious in the development of a parish, and particularly education related. But there really is a rich history there, is there not?
Oh, sure there is, yeah.
Very strong. You know, the Sisters of Charity are an amazing community, and the gifts that they brought to that parish, both on the grade school level and then from 1914 on in the high school area, just incredible. The young people who went there to school just treasure those years. I've talked to them, talked to many, many people who remind me of, you were at Holy Name. I was there as a high school student or whatever. They just value it and treasure it.
And it's a legacy. Well, it lives on. As you said, Father and Monsignor, now, you've still got an active, pretty vibrant school going, correct?
Sure. No, we have over 170 students and from K to 8. And so we're still going on. And then the loyalty of, like, especially the people who went to high school there before 1978 when they moved to Parma, they have a tremendous loyalty. In fact, one of my classmates when I was at Holy Name High School, he comes back to our parish and he did a job on our parking lot. He did the asphalt for free because he covered it up this last summer. A lot of generosity from people.
Yeah. And it's striped.
And it's striped.
With green stripe.
Of course with green stripe,
it's
right?
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Yeah, I think the Holy Name Green Wave as well.
Right. Well I say we get by with a lot of help from our friends.
Yeah, sure do.
We have a lot of loyalty, a lot
That's
of good people.
Wow. When we return, Holy Name Parish, serving Cleveland Slavic Village and beyond for 160 or 170 years, if you'd like, on Where We Worship on AM 1260, The Rock. You're listening to Where We Worship on AM 1260, St. Peter the Rock Radio, with special thanks to the Diocese of Cleveland for support of this program. This is your host, Bob Tayak, with a message for our listeners. Are you a digital subscriber to the weekly email newsletter provided by the Diocese of Cleveland? Well, right before the weekend begins, the Diocese delivers a series of updates and stories from ministries throughout Northeast Ohio, as well as Bishop Edward Mlesek's Gospel Reflection for that Sunday. Be sure to visit dioceseofcleveland.org and click on the subscriber box that pops onto your screen. And now our interview continues regarding Holy Name Parish with the pastor, the Reverend Monsignor Richard Antal, and the retired pastor, Father Tom O'Donnell. And Monsignor, I'm going to turn to you first. I'd like to take a moment to find out about you. First, about your title, the Reverend Monsignor. Not all that common in the church these days. How did that come about?
Well, I got it when I was in the missions. The archbishop I worked with had me do a lot of fundraising. They were remodeling, finishing their cathedral, and I would sometimes go to the States to raise funds and so forth. And he thought that if I had the title of Monsignor, I'd get more money. I don't know if that's true or not. But I have a joke about what a Monsignor and a regular priest there. One of the priests that was serving the nunciature in El Salvador said one time, what's the difference between a regular priest and a Monsignor? And I said, well, I don't know. He said, well, the regular priest knows there's no difference. The Monsignor thinks there is.
There we are. You know, in all seriousness, though, as you mentioned, you were on the mission. So tell us a little about where you were. And I think you began, it's part of the Diocese of Cleveland mission in El Salvador, correct?
Right. I started out, the first parish was in La Libertad, which was Immaculate Conception Parish. And I was there my first term there. Then I came back to the States for 5 years, and then I went back to the mission. And I served in Chirilagua, which was one of the earliest parishes we had as the Cleveland team. And then I was moved to the capital city because I worked with Catholic Charities there, the Caritas. And I worked with the Archbishop there very closely. And I had a parish. It was the name of the parish was Jesús Manso y Humilde de Corazón, which was Sacred Heart.
Yes, Sacred Heart, sure.
And it was, so I had a parish there too.
And then your position evolved to one in which you were in the chancery, right?
I was always a pastor also. Mm-hmm. But then I had this Caritas, which is a big operation there because we had a lot of projects. And then eventually I got involved in more things. I was the moderator of the Curia for a while. Everybody there wears several hats. So
right.
All the priests have something. You always have a parish plus something else to do.
Sure. No, but in you were in the archdiocese hierarchy then and doing that, you know, that type of, well, I'll call it not technically administrative, but kind of administrative work as well as pastoring a parish.
For sure. No, I lived in the house with the bishop, which is at the site of the parish. That it was a small parish that was attached to where the bishop lived. Well, he didn't live by the cathedral. He lived in a separate area.
Sure. Wow, that's quite a tenure there, and then back to Cleveland, Ohio. Father Tom, your insight about your tenure at Holy Name. You were pastor
14 years.
Yeah. Any particular events or people that stand out in your mind that really bring home the essence of your experience at Holy Name?
When I arrived at Holy Name, they were in the midst of reviewing different parishes in our diocese to see what the parish needed as far as financially, as far as the buildings and what needed to be done to make the buildings the best they could be and so forth. So that's when I came on duty, so to speak. And it was really exciting because Sister Rita Mary Harwood invited Holy Name, along with several other parishes, to be part of this study that they were going to do of urban parishes. And lo and behold, Holy Name was given blessings by all the people who reviewed the place. And they said it was a wonderful parish. It just, there were certain things that they needed. And trust me, it was many things that we needed, but it was an exciting place with a school, with all the other activities that go along with regular parish activities. And it just was a very wonderful place. And the spirit that I found there among the people was really happy and pleasant. And just to see how they wanted that parish to be there, and they wanted to reach out into the neighborhood. And they more and more, they have worked to make it a real neighborhood center for all wonderful kinds of things, hunger center and all the rest. And that goes back many, many years before my time, that they were caring for their neighbors and assisting others and reaching out. So that was a kind of a wonderful thing.
You know, I guess this question opens to both of you in one respect or another, but we've watched inner city parishes in particular. Some of them have declined. Others, you know, have been able to at least stay above water in their operation. As we've seen, you know, resegregation, we've seen just change in demographics throughout the city of Cleveland proper. And here you are, heart of the southeast side there. And yet you've been able to sustain. How do you think that has been able to come about?
Well, I think because of the outreach that we have to the neighborhood, the school is our biggest outreach, because many of the kids are not in our parish or anything, but the people really respect Catholic education, and they want to, and they're loyal to the school. But then we also have the Ozenum Center, which is for a food center, and they have clothing. And then we have the Absolute House, which is the old convent, which Monsignor McDonough built for lots of nuns. There were 35 rooms for nuns. I said he didn't know that he was building a place for recovery at the same time, because that's what it is now.
Now it is.
And so we have a lot of AA, four AA groups a week meet at Holy Name also. So really, it's sort of a beacon in the neighborhood for different social outreach things. And it's we also have a meal every Thursday from 4 to 5:30 in our cafeteria for the neighborhood. It's a community meal. So we have a lot of outreach. So we have a lot of connections, not always with people necessarily that are parishioners, but their Holy Name is their parish anyway, because they live by us. And we have, like at Christmas and Thanksgiving, we take meals out to people. We serve 600 meals for both those days, on Christmas and Thanksgiving, that it was takeout, that we mm-hmm. took it to their homes and stuff like that. So that a lot of that, I think, is what is part of why Bishop Lennon really told me that. He said, "You're going to like Holy Name because there's a lot of social outreach, and you used to work in the missions."
Very good. You're right. Well, coming up, Holy Name Parish in Cleveland Slavic Village, serving the faithful with active ministries. We'll continue that discussion on AM 1260, The Rock. You're listening to Where We Worship, featuring Holy Name Parish on Cleveland's southeast side, celebrating its 160th or 170th anniversary on AM 1260, The Rock. My guests are Holy Name Pastor, the Reverend Monsignor Richard Antall, and the retired pastor, Father Tom O'Donnell. Monsignor, I'll talk first about your active parish. You just got done describing for us some of those wonderful ministries. How large, though, is your congregation now at Holy Name?
Oh, it's very reduced compared to what people talk about in the past, where it used to be standing room only. We have a lot of pews empty on Sunday, but we have a lot of people that are connected to the parish who don't necessarily belong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's a small community. As far as households go, we have a small.
Do you have suburbanites coming in, that type of thing,
yes,
in support as well?
Well, about half of the congregation is from outside.
Mm-hmm.
I was joking with the ushers, you know, when they have October, they have the sweeps. You're supposed to count how many people come to Mass and things like that. I said, if a bus slows down outside the door,
count.
Try to see how many people are in it.
and yet, in all seriousness, you and Father Tom have really kept up, as you had just described in our previous segment, all of these ministries and activities that have been able to really flourish, even with, let's say, somewhat of a downturn in personnel.
Well, we have help from the neighboring parishes are involved in many different things, but especially we have a lot of suburban parishes that help. St. Barnabas, for instance, with those meals that I was telling you about,
mm-hmm.
we couldn't do it without St. Barnabas. They really help us a lot. But St. Columbkills is also involved, St. Joseph in Strongsville, St. John Neumann, St. Charles has a meal every month, one day a month. And St. Mary of the Falls also helps out. Mm-hmm. We have all these different parishes that are involved in some of our ministries. We had I think Father Tom was there too. We had a meal for our volunteers from other parishes. There were a couple hundred people there.
That's very good. Any special traditions, liturgically or otherwise, that are observed at Holy Name through the year? Anything like that that stands out?
There are so many. It's hard to mention them all, but or you couldn't probably. But just the spirit of the people, right from the beginning of the time that I was there, I recognized how strong the love for that parish was. They who got together and formed a parish council. It was this group that loved Holy Name and were happy to watch it, do all kinds of wonderful things. For example, when we were doing the restoration of the church, we needed help from the finance council, help from parish council, and help from all the other wonderful groups, the women's group and the Holy Name Society. All of those were really right there doing the whole thing, you know, together. It was their parish, and we were working for them and serving them. And that, I think that's what's continued on now. It brings a lot of good.
Now, we're not going to name figures, Father, because you told me you didn't want to. But in raising the funds, you had enormous success for that restoration of the church, and you were able to really do a magnificent job, from what I understand.
Well, it was a blessing. We started with one wonderful donation of $260,000, and we talked to the gentleman that gave us that, he and his wife, and we said, would it be okay if we said we needed to match that? And they said, sure, go ahead and say that. And that's what happened. Our folks came right through and really helped us. And not only that, but the businesses in the area, really, to a person, they reached out and gave us so much help. And that's what's really made a big difference for us.
Man, the church is beautiful. It really is fun. Well, I had the auxiliary bishop from El Salvador came to visit me and stayed at my house for a little bit. And he said about the church, he said, this is a cathedral here, Richard.
It is.
It's a beautiful church.
It's extraordinary. I'm going to jump to another subject here real quick because I asked this during all these interviews. Monsignor, in this day and age, struggling to reach young people in this culture that tends to dismiss religion, how are you able to address that?
Well, especially through our school and then with the CYO also in our school, we've had a lot more involvement. Some of the young people that are in recovery too, they're in their 20s, a lot of the people that have been working there. So unfortunately, that means a lot of funerals sometimes too, because I've had a lot of people that have had trouble. But through our school especially is where we have the thing. And our sports program, we had one coach that was served for 50 years.
He
was a coach, Dan Holleran. Wow. He was amazing that he was helping people. And he helped a lot of those kids into Catholic high schools and stuff like that. But our between the school and our sports program, we have more of a youth orientation.
Yeah. Sure. Father?
And Emma Bednar, who has relatives here in this station. Emma and her husband were active with our young people for close to 50 years.
And she was a CYO for at least 40 years. She was in charge of it.
Fabulous.
So yeah. Wow.
And together, they just did so much for Holy Name. If we didn't mention the names, it'd be too bad.
Well, Jerry actually was a classmate of mine at Holy Name High School.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And so we used to sit at the same lunch table.
Uh-huh.
And then, but Emma really, she's the soul of the St. Vincent de Paul Society too.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
and wonderful people. People have been so generous with their time and effort. You know,
no, excellent. How can someone learn more about Holy Name Parish there in Slavic Village? You have a website?
Well, we have a website,
available?
Too.
Yeah, what would that be, Father?
It's holynamecleveland.org. Also, come to church on Sunday. We have 8:30, 11, and 6 p.m. Masses on Sunday.
And 6 p.m.?
Yeah, 6 p.m.
So very good. Yeah, that can be a little more convenient for some who may just don't
have some other things going on
there. Sunday mornings,
right.
Who knows? No, yeah. No, that's
excellent. We have a lot of people from our AA groups come to 6 o'clock Mass on Sunday because there's an AA meeting right after that, the Newberg meeting.
Oh, very good. Well, you've been listening to Where We Worship, and this is your host, Bob Tayak. This presentation featuring Holy Name Parish on Cleveland's southeast side, celebrating now 160, or if you wish, 170 years of operation. And Where We Worship is a production of AM 1260, St. Peter the Rock Radio, focusing on the essential aspects of community worship and participation in our Catholic life, as written in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 2. Prayer as a community is essential for our spiritual growth and personal well-being. God does not intend for us to bear our crosses alone.
Thank you for listening to Where We Worship with host Bob Tayak, presented by AM 1260 The Rock and the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland. If you missed any part of today's show, you can listen to the program in its entirety by going to our website, am1260therock.com, and clicking the On Demand tab.
The preceding program was a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you liked it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Click on the orange donate button at am1260therock.com.